Croker grasped the two-hand hilt clumsily. On purpose, I suspect. Uncle Doge darted in to demonstrate the proper grip. The way he does with me during every training session. That old boy is fry. He has 10 years on Croker, but moves more easily than I do. And he possesses remarkable patience.
Fine balance,
the captain said in Taglian. It would not surprise me to learn that he had picked up Nguyen Bao, though. He has an easy way with languages. But this had better be superior steel, because the blade was thin and narrow. I told him, he says it's 400 years old and will cut plate armor. I guarantee it cuts people just fine. I saw him use it more than once during the siege. Croker studied the blade near the sword's hilt. Yes. Hallmark of Din Luk Duk. Eyes suddenly narrow. Usually stolid expression, shoved aside by surprise. Uncle Doge reclaimed his lover quickly. That Croker might know something about Nguyen Bao's swordsmiths apparently troubled him. Croker might not be nearly as stupid as foreigners were supposed to be. Uncle Doge harvested one of his feeble crops of hair, drew it across Ashwan's edge with predictable results. Croker observed, "A man could get cut and never know it." "It happens," I told him. "You wanted something?" Sari brought tea. The old man accepted, even though he doesn't like tea. He watched me watch her, amused. Whenever Sara is in a room, I have trouble paying attention to anything else. She gets more beautiful every time I see her. I cannot believe my luck. I keep being scared that I will wake up. Cold shivers. "You have a definite prize there, Murgan." Croker had told me so before. He approved of Sari. It was her family that troubled him. "How come you married the whole caboodle?" For that, he shifted to Fossberger. None of the others spoke that northern tongue. "You had to be there." Which is really all you can say about Dejigore. The Nguyen Bao and old crew became alloyed by the living nightmare. Mother Goda materialized. Oh, 4 feet 10 inches of bile. She glared at the captain.
"Aha! The great man himself!"
Her Taglian is an abomination, but she refuses to believe that. Those who have failed to understand her do so on purpose, to mock her. She circled Croker, walking her bow-legged walk. Nearly as wide as she is tall, without being really fat, ugly, waddling that waddle, she looked like a miniature troll. And her own people call her the troll behind her back. And she has the personality. She could test the patience of a stone. Taide and Sara were very late children. I pray my wife will not come to resemble her mother later, in character or physically.